broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, Big Boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas.
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh yeah. What's wrong? You guys aren't drunk enough to start the show yet or what?
No, I'm tired, man.
What the fuck?
Recovering.
You don't hear my voice? Actually, right now that I'm listening to myself, I sound fucking tired.
It sounds a little raspy. You know why? Because you don't haven't had your usual mezcal to coat your throat. Maybe.
Because I didn't want... Yeah. I decided just to drink a little bit of water instead.
It's not water, bitch.
Well, I mean, it's in a bottle of a Corona, but.
It's not water. It's fucking beer.
Is it beer?
It's beer.
No.
Yes.
It's like beer.
No. It's beer.
Is it?
It is, man.
Jerry, you like Corona, huh?
I love Corona.
You always like it. You know what? I remember drinking it in college,
mm-hmm.
And I thought it was good, but I don't know. It tastes different now.
But then I got a little bit of money. And I buy good beer.
Really?
I realize.
What good beer is that? What is it that the good beer that you guys like?
A good beer?
Yeah.
I like Victoria's.
Okay. I don't like Victoria's. For
you know?
No.
Why not?
I don't like Victoria's. I don't like Dos Equis. I kind of don't like Modelo. I like Corona.
And that's it.
I mean, I'll drink other beers. But if
your go-to.
If they're there, I'll drink them begrudgingly, but if there's a Corona, man, I'm reaching for that
Give
Corona.
Give me that one.
Yeah, fuck that.
But do you have to put lemon and salt?
See, that's the only beer that I could put lemon and salt, and it tastes really, really good.
I thought you did that
really
with Tecate.
It doesn't taste. Oh, one. So like the blue one, the only lime that actually works is the Mexican lime, the little key lime.
Mm.
It tastes delicious.
How did you come up with this
theory
that, you know, only the Mexican key lime works for the blue can Tecate?
You'd be surprised. I was at your sister's wedding.
What the hell? He has a shit down pat.
I was at your sister's wedding.
Uh-huh. It was 4 p.m.
And if you remember, uh-huh, every table had a mesero. What do you call that?
Yeah.
A fucking waiter.
Butler.
A waiter. I can't even remember it.
Butler, yeah.
And I told the guy, look, as soon as it starts getting low, get me another one. And I handed the dude like $100.
Mm-hmm.
I'd ask him, please give me some limes. And he'd bring me like a stack of limes with some salt, like a, not even a salt shaker. It was just like a dish.
Yeah.
A dish with salt. It looked like cocaine.
Yeah.
It probably was cocaine. That's why you're all addicted.
I was wondering why my mouth was so numb.
It wasn't the Mexican lime. It was a Mexican
cocaine.
Mexican salt.
But all they had was the blue that got that. I was like, there's this piece. Why am I going to drink this shit? But I put that lime on it.
Uh-huh.
And I put the salt, and it was the best shit I've ever had. And I drank like 10 of them that day, man. It was fucking amazing. And then I came home, and I drank one with like the regular lime, the big lime.
Uh-huh.
Not the same, bro. It has to be the Mexican lime.
The Mexican little baby lime.
Yeah.
It could have been the salt, too.
Because no.
The salt, I lost in el río.
You're right. The Rio Grande
one? No, the Rio. They cultivated from the river and
was
stuff.
Was it real salt?
It was real salt.
Yeah, it wasn't that fucking processed shit that they have here.
Look, in Mexico, they have everything is real, bro.
Yeah.
Even the ass.
Even the titties?
Even the titties.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they don't have all that fake shit like they do out here in Downey.
Huh.
It's fucking terrible out here, man. You walk anywhere, and the question is always like, is that real? I'm always shaking my head no. There's never any real ass.
About 80% of the time it's not.
Man.
It's okay, though.
No, it's not okay.
It's okay, because
I can't. I can't.
Jerk is a purist.
I know. As long as it isn't, like, out of control, disproportionate, you know, to your fucking body, it's okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, if you're not looking like an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Especially when they have those skinny jeans and stuff.
Oh, my God, that's fucking disgusting. When they have the skinny jeans and it's, like, their legs are so fucking thin.
Yeah.
You know what else? When they have jorts.
Oh.
When they wear jorts, blue ones.
With some big-ass calves?
Yeah. With a tattoo on the right.
Wait.
Horrible.
My butt's not fake. That's a real flat ass, bro.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Shit.
Yeah, man. I just can't do the... I can't look at the fake ass, man. It's cheating, bro.
You know, that's how I feel right now. Like I'm cheating by drinking
beer.
This beer of water.
The la cerveza más fina, you mean?
That's a stretch of a truth.
Luckily, I don't read Spanish.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
Oh, fellas.
Yes.
What's I up? Have a listener.
Hey, man, we need to address the monkey in the fucking in the room, though, man.
The monkey?
Or the elephant?
I've never heard of a monkey in a room.
Is it the elephant?
It's an elephant.
Okay.
Damn,
okay.
Man, you're just off today.
Shut up, bitch. Well, maybe, you know, because Jericho ain't editing as we're speaking.
That's true. But you know what? You haven't had your mezcal, bro. You want that's true. You want a shot?
Nah.
You probably should, man.
Nah, I'm gonna keep it.
He's gonna keep fucking up the show.
I'm gonna take it easy today, man.
All right. So, what's the monkey in the room?
The little.
Oh, monkey. That's right.
The little monkey next to
That's right. What is it? McTorius is not here.
McTorius.
That's oh, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. That's true.
Why is it not here?
Well,
what happened?
It's a HIPAA violation if I say what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
They got him.
They got him, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. Chlamydia. Yeah.
No.
No? Wait, no. Oh, not that one?
I don't think so.
El Yellow.
No. No, it was in ice.
Oh, shit.
It was ice. It was another one.
Damn. Yeah. I gotta text all these people I told.
Yeah, McTorris is in here, which it's okay. You know, we need a break from him, too.
No, we like it when he's here.
Really?
It would have been all of us if he would have been here today.
That's true.
I was excited, too.
Because the other monkey in the room, fucking Shomar.
Yeah.
He came out of his fucking cave and shit.
I did.
What's up, bro? Where you been?
Dealing with, like, family stuff, you know. Things that, you know, I'll probably talk about it later, but, you know. But it's nice to be back. You know what? I'm noticing things have changed around here.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I noticed that Bartles is done with his transitioning to a woman.
You know, it was a long and
long journey.
All right.
It was a journey. Let's say that. Let's just keep it at that.
Hey, when that happens... Mm-hmm. Like, does it just retreat, or does it become like a clip?
No, what they do is they split it, and then you guys are looking at me
and
like,
and they took it in.
Yeah, they split the shit. They basically carve you up like a fucking fish. You know how they fucking take off your scales and they fucking split you open,
uh-huh.
And then they fucking like somehow they tuck that shit in there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So your head becomes the clit. Don't ask me why I know all this. I'm just, you know. Just research, I guess.
No, I'm curious. How you know this?
I don't know.
Is this on YouTube?
Oh, of course it is, bro. Come on. That's where I found it. No, it's a disgusting
process.
It's a disgusting process, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's terrible, man. I don't want to know about it. I forget I asked.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it, and it doesn't look pretty.
Yeah, so don't ask me again why I know this, but what happens with them too, they have to stay on fucking hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we grow hair right on our shit, like, you know, in that area? So the area around that, around your penis area where they create the vagina, some of that skin goes inside, so the hair can grow inside of them. So they end up getting a fucking infection because it's kind of like a... An internal ingrown hair.
Ugh.
And it fucking continues to grow, and then they have to go in to get that shit surgically removed.
That is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of shit that they go through after the fucking procedure, especially if the doctor isn't very good. Because all shit like that could happen.
Yeah. No, forget I said anything.
Yeah, that's why I decided. You know what? I'm going to stay a man. It ain't worth it, man. It ain't worth it.
All right. Well, I have a listener question.
What?
Yes.
I don't know if we have listeners.
No,
bro.
We do. We do have listeners. And he's at home right now. McTorius is one of the listeners, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's one.
Yes. That's all we need.
That's all we need.
I mean.
Bro. That's how we stay alive.
Yeah. Well, we don't even get paid either, so.
Oh, no. Of course not, man. But let me see if I can find this question real quick.
We don't get paid, but, you know, every time we come here, Jericho has something new.
What? What do you mean?
You said new standards.
Yeah.
No. So listen, he says, my friend recently passed away. He learned that he had cancer on a Tuesday, and he died on Saturday.
Damn.
That was pretty fucking fast.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. It was all very sudden. Anyways, he owed me $10,000. He really needed it to pay down a loan that came due, but he was intending to refinance his house to pay me back. I don't have a lot of money to throw around, and I really needed that money. How can I go about asking his wife for the money? Love the show. You guys are fucking hilarious. I've been listening for the past 2 years. Oh, so it's a newer listener.
Yeah, semi.
Hmm.
All right. Yeah. All right. So,
damn.
$10,000.
I would have asked that motherfucker like the next day, hey, bro, since you're dying, can you give me back my
money? Come on.
I mean.
You don't expect people to die from cancer in like within 3 days, 4 days.
I mean, you ask, like, oh.
What's, you know, that's why I call bullshit.
You say, what stage are you at?
No, that it happens, bro. Some people don't even know they have it. And, you know, they shit like this on. Would happen. Yeah.
You know what? I think it's bullshit. I think he's in Mexico.
What? The guy faked his
death? Yeah, he did. No. For $10,000?
No, $10,000 isn't enough to fake your death.
I know it's not a lot, but in Mexico,
it costs you
a
more
lot.
Money to fucking fake your death. You got to do all this shit. Have a fake ass with funeral.
Come on. My wife's going to be crying.
I know. She's got to pretend you're fucking dead and shit.
I know. And they were fairly young. He says he was like 32.
Damn.
So it was fairly young people.
That's fucked up. Fuck.
Damn.
Honestly, you...
I think that money's gone.
Wow. You wouldn't ask the wife.
I would ask. I would totally ask.
I mean, you could ask, but the likelihood of them like saying, you're right, let me give you $10,000.
Well, I mean... I mean,
if he's asking for it, I mean, I'm pretty sure they didn't have anything at all.
Don't you think the wife would have known that there was a loan from the friend?
Nah.
Like let's say you're married, Barlos.
Yes.
And you had some money problems, and you got the money.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be so happy to tell you that... To tell your wife where you got it from, like, he's a good friend. He extended a loan to me. I'm going to pay him back later.
Nah, I would have never even told her.
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because then I feel like I'm a kind of a loser, you know, like I can't even, you know, provide for my family. And I, you know, I had to come up with some way or another, not an illegal way, mm-hmm. to come up with the money to pay for whatever fuck it is I needed to pay for. So, you know, I'm going to ask. If I ask somebody... But I'm not gonna tell him.
Yeah, no, I agree, because I think if he had was very close with his wife, they would have talked about it. Look, we're in this hole. How can we figure out how to get money to bail out and stuff? But if he's going behind her back to ask for money, that's because he's not open to tell her.
Because $10,000, that could easily come five from her family, five from his family. You know, I mean, you can break that shit out into a number of people, and it won't be as much.
Or just cancel subscriptions and all that shit. Just pinch. Yeah, like subscriptions to what is it, like those?
To Hulu
and all that shit.
Bitch.
It adds up with time, man.
With time, I mean, motherfucker.
But yeah, time. Oh, if you need it then and there, yeah.
This was like, hey, Hulu, $6.99 a month? What is that? $7
every, no, for, I pay,
$7 I pay, every 12 months?
No, I pay $119.
So,
wait, Hulu. $119 what?
Dollars.
A month?
Yeah.
For that's Hulu. That's insane.
Because I have all those packages.
I pay like $3.99 a month for Disney Plus and Hulu. Oh, and ESPN. I don't know how you pay so much.
Well, I got that HBO and all that shit.
Wait.
Oh, wait a second. No.
Cherokee said, I pay $3.99 for Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. Snap. This motherfucker snapped his finger like, boom.
No, yeah, that's how much I pay and stuff.
That's crazy.
For what do you have? Do you
well,
have,
it has a, like no ads. It has like for more people could use it because my sisters they use it.
Oh, okay.
Everybody like that.
Do they pay you?
Not, but they had subscribed to other things that I use. So we kind of share stuff, but I'm gonna have to cut all that shit.
Why? Because you need $10,000. You know, $100 a month after 12 months.
It adds up.
Hey,
it adds up.
Hey, that's $1,200.
It adds up.
And I just wait another 10 years. Then I'll have my $10,000.
Hey, interest.
Hey, but I don't owe anybody. That's the thing.
No, but what if they don't have family around and they can't get a loan from their family?
And they don't have friends.
Yeah, exactly.
So this guy's a loser.
Well, I'm just saying, like, what if he is isolated out here?
Yeah.
Most of his family's still in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wants to get out of this hole.
Well, my answer is you go to the wife, mm-hmm. you let her know. Hopefully you got something in writing that fucking states, you know, the details of this fucking loan. If not, the wife is going to be like, especially if she doesn't like you, she's going to be like, tough luck, motherfucker.
Why wouldn't she like you?
Hey, man, some wives don't like their fucking husband's friends, bro.
Man, that's fucking terrible.
I'm just saying. I don't know what friends because I'm not even married, so I don't know. I'm just speaking.
Nah, but I think that money's gone. I don't think she'll pay and stuff.
Maybe the guy had a life insurance through work or some shit.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
So. Maybe. But honestly, if I don't think hiding money troubles from your wife is a healthy thing.
No, it's not. I mean, you know? Of course not.
And maybe it's not even a money like trouble, but maybe it was like something that he needed just like a bridge gap. What is it called? A gap loan. That way, in order to get to one point to another,
yeah,
he just pays it real quick and then he starts right over.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. He might have like invested in stock market and just wasn't able to like cover the
tank.
Cover mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter now. He's dead, right?
Well, yes. But the problem is this guy is out $10,000.
Yeah.
And the truth is, you know, he did a good deed, but now he's out. And should he ask the wife? I say he should ask the wife and let him know what the situation is. If she doesn't know anything about it, he doesn't have anything on paper. Maybe
it's going to be on her, yeah. out of her, the goodness of her heart, to be like, okay, you know what? I knew about the loan, and I'm glad you came to me. You know, can I pay you? And, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like $100 a month.
$100 a month?
$119 a month. You know, plus I'll give you Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. Snap.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I have another listener question.
See, you lied.
What?
You said Mictorious is our only listener.
Maybe he has two questions.
Submit it twice.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay.
You never know. All right, this is a question from a lady. A lady fella.
I'll see you lied again.
What?
Because Mictorious is no lady.
He's a hoochie. He's a hood rat.
He's barely a man, but he ain't no lady.
He's not a lady on the streets, I'll tell you that. No, she says, my longtime boyfriend is Jewish. In order to get married, his family is forcing me to convert to Judaism.
Forcing her. Damn.
What should I do?
Do you know if she's practicing another religion?
She's Catholic.
Hmm.
She's a lady fella. She's a Latina. And I've never been in an interracial relationship, but when it comes to Jewish people, they almost like require you to be Jewish in order to get into their family or in order to marry their kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if not, she's going to be a chicksta or chicksa, chicksa. So I don't know the word, but it's like there's a word for them.
Like chicksa. They get exiled.
Basically, no, like they're not Jewish, but they get married. So they call them chicksa.
But they're still together.
They're still.
But what?
It's like a derogatory term.
They're like frowned upon. And
yeah,
shit.
It's big, very, very big, very big.
So is the guy like on board of her changing, or he's like?
Well, he is kind of like motivating her to do so because he doesn't want to be the outcast of the family.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, like Jewish people, just kind of like they have like these very ethnocentric ideas that everybody has to be Jewish in the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to keep the money within the family, you know? You know, the jewels.
The jewels? What kind of jewels?
The ones that the Jews have.
There's jewels in the Jews that the Jews have?
Yeah, at the end of the rainbow, there's a fucking pot. There's a pot.
Uh-huh.
And that pot has gold and diamonds and other Jewish stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Horseshoes?
Horseshoes made of gold.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why they want you to be Jewish in order to keep the fucking the jewels in the family.
That's a fucking leprechaun, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's not.
It's a leprechaun.
No, it's not.
It's a fucking Lucky Charm.
No, it rains, and then there's a rainbow.
I think Barlow's bought the what is it, the knockoff Lucky Charms and shit. Lucky Jew.
Lucky Jew.
Lucky Jew. You'll see the knockoff commercial too.
Lucky Hasidic Jew. No, like, man, that's fucking Lucky Charms.
People be like, you like Lucky Charms? Lucky, I never heard Lucky Charms. I have Lucky Jews.
They're magically Jewlicious.
Jewlicious? All those Jews.
Man. Yeah, but back to the question. You know what? I think if the girl's not like actual practicing Catholic, I'm like, why not?
I'm sure she is, though.
Well, does she love the guy?
Well, she does.
For more than the money.
What?
I don't. And the jewels.
I'm sure she does.
And the cereal.
And the cereal.
I'm sure it's not all about the money. I'm sure she loves the guy. And even if you're a practicing Catholic, I mean.
What has Catholicism ever done for her?
Fucking Antichrist here. What the fuck, man? He's still being the Antichrist and shit.
Man, we ain't got no rainbow.
How do you not get struck by lightning every day, man?
I don't know. You know, I walk around and I'm like, today the day, Jesus.
Why do you think I walked like 10 feet away from you?
This was like, what is it, Lieutenant Dan on the Vogue? Is this all you got?
Is all you got?
My God.
You know what? I think if she really loves him, you know, just do it.
I mean, if you love the guy and your family isn't, you know, entirely, you know, like these fucking devout fucking Catholics where, you know, they'll disown you for leaving the Catholic religion, then why not?
So would it be much easier for like you? You don't have any affiliation with any religion, right?
Just the devil.
just Lucifer. We homies sometimes.
But let's say you meet a woman, right? And she's Jewish.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it simple.
Yeah.
And she wants you to convert. And that conversion means that you need to learn, like, what's that?
That's right.
The Quran? No, that's
not the Quran.
Well, I gotta learn their book.
Yes.
Their Bible, basically.
Kakarash.
Yes, all that shit. And you have to be like, know how to like do the
oh yeah, there's chants. There's a chant you have to do, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Oh yeah,
you have to go to the Hasidic, whatever the fuck it's called. I really don't know.
I really don't know, but you know a lot, motherfucker.
Yeah. But they do have a lot of like rituals and stuff.
They do. Yeah. So you have to learn about them. And then you take a test, and then if you're able to convert, then you're allowed to get married to the rich little.
I mean, it's kind of like Catholicism. They have like the confirmation, they have all stuff, but I think Catholicism a little bit more lenient. Like, you know, you don't have to really know it all and stuff like that. But I think the Jewish are like, they'll quiz your ass, and you know the whole family will be there like making dinners, trying to
asking you, know, you shit
yeah,
like
trying to prepare you and shit.
Hey, so. So who do you think killed Jesus?
You're supposed to know. It wasn't us.
It wasn't us. We always get blamed. It wasn't us.
So would you convert to a religion even though you're not religious?
Do I love the woman?
You love the woman.
Do I just
bro.
Want her money?
Well, you want her money too.
You love her. You love her.
I love her. She's like hot.
Yeah.
Like a hot Jewish woman.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
You sure?
I'm not gonna practice this, but I'm gonna, you know, she'll learn all this shit to get a couple $1 million. Oh yeah,
you gotta fake the funk, right?
I'll fake the funk.
All right.
I even grow my sideburns out.
Will you really? Will you? You wear like the little hat?
And I wear the little chamaka.
He goes from both. He'll do the sideburns from both heads.
Yeah. Sideburns. Yeah. Barlow's. You don't need to do the ones down there. Like, it's okay. It shows my commitment. Walking around in underwear, showing my little sideburns on my
your speedos, little sideburns on the side,
hanging down your jorts.
They're asking the girl, why is he doing that?
Like they sure are curly down there.
He wants to show his commitment to Judaism.
He's that committed.
Like he must really want that pot of gold.
Somebody tell him there's no pot of gold.
Oh man, we're gonna get killed. Huh?
Yeah. It's your boy Ernesto Grubzilla from Flashback with the Homies, and you are listening to the Ask the Fellas Show.
Hey, fellas.
What, bitch?
Oh my goodness. God. Such anger, huh?
Why are you so
such
angry?
Such anger.
He's so annoying.
Take a shot, man. There's fucking mezcal right there.
No.
Yeah, please.
No.
He's so angry. You know what? He probably has all that anger left from the parade, from this Saturday.
He went to the parade?
No, but I felt like he's so angry that
no, just... I went to the party.
What party?
The birthday party.
You went to the birthday party?
Yeah.
How was it?
Man.
It was fucking amazing.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, there was like 250,000 people there.
Really?
That's a fucking lie.
Bro, I could barely walk.
Was it like on the street in downtown?
Yeah, it was on the street, downtown, D.C.,
Wow, yeah. You're such a liar, man.
No, I'm serious.
Who paid you to say this?
Nobody.
Come on.
Nobody. But I'm not being sponsored by Comebase. or UFC.
Why are you wearing all that UFC getup?
And that red hat.
You know, I'm just letting y'all know. You know, I was at the party.
Uh-huh.
It was a good time, man.
Really?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of love in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
A lot of true Americans.
True Americans, you know. Yeah. They're all, they were looking at me, hey, brother, thank you for showing your spirit.
You.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. With that face?
Uh-huh. Well, I wore a mask.
Okay. A white mask?
A white mask.
With a pointy hood?
With a pointy hood, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
No wonder you were welcome.
And a tea that's burning.
Uh-huh. And you know, the Confederate flag on my chest, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that?
Yeah, I had to have somebody paint it on me.
Okay. Because they don't sell those anymore, I heard.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do.
I mean, they were being sold by the vendors at the party.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, bro.
You gave one as you came in, right?
Yeah.
You got a free one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's a true American right there.
That's true patriotic.
That white man, okay. You know, he's a true Aryan blood right there.
I got to stop you right there. All of this has to be a lie.
Damn, this podcast has just gone too extreme now, huh?
What happened?
Shit.
I'm just letting y'all know, the true MAGA spirit was alive.
No, it was not, bro.
It wasn't?
No, it surely was not.
Yeah, right? it didn't look that way on TV.
It sure fucking didn't.
No, man. You could hear the stupid tanks.
Fucking squeaking by.
That shit is like needed oil and shit.
That shit is like the funniest shit in the world, dude. All the fucking empty stands and shit. Fucking Trump's falling asleep at his own fucking party.
And they said that PBS did the, you know, when stupid Donald Trump went up and started talking, PBS had the actual live audio, which there was no crowds cheering. Mm-hmm. And then they showed the same clip from Fox. Was it Fox? And they saw this crowd like fucking
like it was like 250,000 people there watching him cheering him on and shit.
I know, man.
That's like the saddest shit in the world, dude.
I know who would do that, man. Like what broadcast puts people to cheer right behind them when there's nobody there?
Well, fuck, okay. The broadcast that they're getting all the fucking representatives from and shit, which is Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the fucking TV personalities, a lot of them work for fucking Trump now. Man. I mean, they're in bed with him, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, they're in bed with him, and they want to, you know, stay, make sure that he knows that they have his back. So that's why they fucking spew out all that propaganda and shit, you know?
You know, I think they're too damn deep in the hole.
Yeah.
To try to deny that, you know, it's like they're just gonna ride until the fucking ship sinks or some shit.
Even when the ship's sinking, they're gonna be like, no, we can still patch it up.
They're gonna be like the Titanic, it was an honor playing with you. As the ship sinks and shit.
But the truth is there were about 5 to 12 million Americans that came out in protest all over the country.
Yeah.
10 million.
Yeah, it was way more.
They say 5, but it could have been upwards of 10 million.
Yeah.
And it looked like it. San Diego had I would say at least 100,000.
You know what I always like thinking and stuff? How the fuck do they get those numbers?
Oh bro, they have
how can you tell like one block has so many people and shit?
Nowadays?
Maybe AI, huh?
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, I think maybe like shit. Phones, like your phones would be able to be tracked.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
You know, and the clusters will allow you to count those people.
Oh, okay, good.
He's like, well, thank you for, you know, explaining it with true technological logic.
I was waiting for a Trump answer. just by my eyes.
Just by the, you know, the amount of CO2 in the air.
But no, Los Angeles had a lot of people. San Diego had a lot of people.
Chicago, obviously, you know, all over the place.
New York.
It was amazing. It was like everyone showed up for the No Kings Day, which was fucking fantastic.
And then even around here in the Los Angeles area, I think there were at least 20 to 30 like smaller protests.
Little clusters.
Mm. I know Downey had one. Yeah. It was about 500 to 600 people there.
Yeah.
Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up
Long Beach, Inglewood.
I was in Chula Vista over here by San Diego this weekend. And yesterday, as I was trying to look for a place to charge, I ended up in Hillcrest, which is not that far from San Diego, and I ran into a protest.
Oh, so you protested by accident.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I guess I had to protest.
Barlow's the only one with a beer saying, we're going streaking.
Down the cross. To the gymnasium.
Who's coming with me?
No, but I'm very proud of our friends. A lot of our friends went protesting on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, we're doing our civic duty.
You know what? The signs were hilarious. all the signs that, you know, people get really creative and shit.
It's so. A show. It's like an, it's cool because people get into it and they fucking, you know, but again, there's a message to the whole fucking thing, right? But at least you got to have a good time because you're basically going protesting. You're walking with a bunch of people on your day off, you know, most That's people's true. Day off, only day off for the fucking week, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're out there protesting. Yeah. So it was amazing.
Yeah, it was good. But so, you know what? My question is, how effective is, I know you have a bunch of crowd and stuff like that, but how effective is it if the people from the top are not really doing anything?
Well, it all depends. It's about sending a message, and if you continue,
which is sent,
and you continue these protests, mm-hmm. and eventually something has to break. You know, mm-hmm. eventually you're gonna have to address what's happening, and the way it's gonna be addressed is by, you know, getting rid of this fucking administration. I mean, the way for us as regular people without a pot of gold at the end of the fucking rainbow. You have to go and vote, you know? You gotta, yeah. You know, I'm not saying the Democrats are like the best politicians in the world, but, you know, my thing is you take the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah. True.
You know, unfortunately.
And you're creating pressure. You're calling attention to the issues. And a lot of people are with you, right? They're like-minded, but they don't feel like you're with them, right? They feel like mm-hmm. they're probably alone. And the more they see bigger and bigger crowds, the more they feel empowered that other people are on their side as well.
And it's fucking great watching fucking Trump just squirm at the fucking at yeah. the thought that there were only maybe 20,000 people at a stupid ass party with 10 million people protesting against him. You know, for someone like him, narcissistic buffoon, you know, it really fucking hurts him.
But you know, he doubled down on yeah. the whole ICE shit.
Yeah,
that's how pissed he is.
Yeah, that's how fucking petty he is. He's like, oh, I'm gonna continue to do this shit. They were at Santa Fe Springs today too, and they took a bunch of people out there
again today.
Yeah, that at the swap meet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know what? The only thing I'm hoping is that some of these Republicans that are like, you know, on the edge.
Yeah.
You know, I hope like this message reaches them and saying like, oh shit, you know, we do need to kind of back these people up, because I think if they're just more a fear of him, mm-hmm. but I think if they, you know, see that how many people, and you know, most of them are gonna go eventually to get reelected. And then they see all these people in their district are not voting, you know, not for what they're doing. They're going to get kicked out. They're like, shit, I need this job and shit. So hopefully they'll be pressured, especially with that big bill that they have out and stuff. So,
because there's nothing, to me, there's nothing wrong with being a Republican as long as you're a moderate, right? The far right is the ones that are kind of creating that hostility, that are creating that hate, that fear, the racism.
Cult-minded.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of a lot of the yeah. social programs. They're mm-hmm. trying to get rid of the mm-hmm. Department of Education. A middle-of-the-road Republican would never cling to those kind of values, you know? And I think what happens is, because Trump is such a threat to them, and because Trump can actually put a candidate against them, they don't want to speak out against mm-hmm. them. Yeah. So that's why they're doing the things that they're doing, even though they don't think like him. But I believe a lot of the Republicans do think like Trump, and right now they feel emboldened, they feel empowered to be able to vote that way.
Sounds like 1930s Germany. Did you hear that? Like,
yeah,
you know, they're afraid of him. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go against him, so they agree with him secretly. But secretly they're fucking squirming. They're like, okay, what do we do? Do we continue to support him? You know, what do we do?
You know what? And I think a lot of them are super prideful and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think they've already even fought with their own friends and families and stuff supporting Trump for them to say, you know what, you're right. They can't do that. So mm-hmm. they're just going to write it out and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
and I don't know if you've seen the similarities between Trump, what Trump is doing now, and what happened in 1930s Germany.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff is exactly falling in line with what Hitler did mm-hmm. back in those old days, right? Like there was an insurrection that he led, which was Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to go to jail. He did go to jail for a little while, and he got even stronger afterwards.
Yep.
And he came back, and he became the president of the country, of Germany. And then he started removing a lot of the people out of power. He started arresting judges. He started arresting mm-hmm.
lawmakers and
journalists.
Yep.
And he started also rewriting history.
Mm-hmm. And he started removing people. He started calling like the Jews, they started calling them like animals and pests.
Inferior.
All that stuff. And this is exactly what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And he started removing all the guardrails until he didn't have anybody to stop him.
Yep.
And that's what Trump is pretty much doing now.
Scary. I think it's scary. You know, I think in the beginning we were like, oh, you know, they're rounding up the illegals, which we disagree and everything like that. But now it's even more scary because they're just pulling over anybody,
mm-hmm.
even if they have papers and stuff. So they could pull over like your dad, your mom, you know, a sister, brother, whatever, you know, loved one. And, you know,
they could pull me over.
Yes. You're an American citizen.
No. What the fuck? And I have a MAGA hat.
No, but this is just a test, man. This is like the stress test that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
If he can get away with this, and he can suspend habeas corpus.
Uh-huh.
After that, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
Because now he can go after his real political enemies and arrest them. Like, you saw what they did to Alex Padilla, from the senator from California.
Yeah.
They removed him from a room. Put him on face down on the floor.
Ass up.
Okay. They did put him ass up. Face down, ass up. This is the way we like to arrest people.
Yeah.
And they arrested him. Pretty much. He wasn't under arrest, but they did place him under in handcuffs, right? This is a U.S. senator from California, the most powerful state in the union.
And they were saying that he didn't identify himself. Yeah, he did. You can hear him in the video.
He said he had a polo with his damn credentials and shit.
He was in a federal building.
Mm-hmm.
No one in that building can be there if they weren't, you know, they went through security.
Well, at least the area that they're in either, right?
Yeah. He was actually, he said he was escorted by National Guard and an FBI, I believe, or another agency. And he was escorted because he was supposed to have a meeting with some other agency. And he found out that she was there. So he went there and he was waiting patiently, listening to her speech. And after she lied a few times, he wanted to speak up and ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he spoke up, he was rushed and tried to rush out of the room.
So that shit was already, I'm pretty sure they got the message to the security guard. Anybody who comes in and tries to disrupt them, I don't care who it is, just get them out. Like, I don't care. We'll deal with, you know, if they try to do anything to you, we'll deal with it later, but just get them out.
Yeah,
and probably. That's what they did.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So, and that was the U.S. senator. But another, I think it was either a mayor from New Jersey, was ushered out of a meeting, and he was arrested. Charges were dropped, but still, the damage was done.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, they closed the door on Maxine Waters.
That's true.
When she was trying to investigate, they straight slammed the door on her.
They didn't open the door for, like, I think maybe three or four other lawmakers from California to go into the federal building to see the detainees in
the situation there.
Yeah, in the Los Angeles federal building.
Yeah, no, it's a mess, man. It's a huge mess.
So if we're going to stay quiet, as a community, as Latinos, we're not gonna be able to speak out in any future problems that we're gonna face. Unfortunately, this isn't the last problem that we're gonna have.
No, it's not.
So this is not the time to stay quiet. This is the time to actually speak out and actually have a voice, a united voice, because right now is the time where everyone is getting together to become one. And we're talking about millions and millions of people. We have so many allies that are seeing how much tyranny is alive and well in the United States, and it's going to just destroy our democracy. And if we are the target right now, they're going to be the target right after that.
Right.
And you know what? I think they're going after California because we're such a stronghold and we're like a beacon of, like, you know, trying to stop this. And if they're like, if we conquer California, then we're good with the other states and shit.
Yeah, so California's economy, or the California's GDP, is higher than most fucking countries in the
like
world.
Like fourth or fifth or some
yeah.
shit. Like that.
Yeah, like if we were our own country, we would be like the fourth or fifth strongest country in the world. You know, we do have an army as well. And we send more money to the federal government than we get back from them.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of money goes to Republican red states
because
they don't make a lot of money.
Did you hear that the plan that the Canadian, I forget, some lady from Canada was floating?
No.
She wanted to buy Oregon, Washington, and California.
Let's do it. Let's do it, eh?
Let's do it, eh?
We can be part of Canada.
Free healthcare. Hey,
hey,
why not?
Hey, why not? Hey.
Take us off their hands. Obviously, what does Trump want with blue states, right? Because we all vote blue, right?
And he complains a lot.
He fucking hates us.
He hates
blue states.
Anyway, yeah.
Always complaining.
Hey,
man.
Call that lady up.
Canada, eh? Bias.
Yeah, he could be president as much as he wants.
That way I can go to watch a game of World Cup. Because right now I can't. You know. Before we leave this topic. Okay, so Trump's fucking party was a bust, right? Like 20,000 people showed up?
Yeah.
Where the fuck, where were his people?
What people?
His fucking people.
The people. Oh, wait, no. No.
Their people.
Where were his people?
What people are you talking about?
His MAGA people. Where were his...
They don't want to come out, man.
Where were they? Why?
They don't want to come out. They only come out when there's, like, a huge rally and stuff.
That was a rally. That was supposed to be a rally.
No, I know that, but I think they're... I don't know. I think they're just scared.
Scared of what?
Huh?
Scared of what?
Scared of all the people that were going to be protesting and stuff like that.
Of Democrats wearing their white hoods and fucking...
No, that Democrats don't wear high white hoods.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck are they... What are they afraid of?
Well, they knew they were going to be, like, mass protesters and stuff like that. Uh-huh. They probably just didn't want to deal with it because... I mean, a lot of them... Look at the election. Uh-huh. How many caravans of cars were always going up and down Long Beach, all around these cities and stuff? Where were they that No Kings Day? They didn't show up.
Right. Where the fuck were they?
You're right. There wasn't an anti-protest.
No, there wasn't. There was only like one or two that I will see on social media that would be walking and, you know, just talking smack. But there was no, like, remember?
There was no mass MAGA fucking caravan.
I remember there were like boats, parades. There were like big caravans of trucks with big ass flags and everything. Nowhere to be seen.
Will there be a King's Day?
They're too stupid to put that together.
Okay. Yeah.
They won't. Because don't you think that they're a little incensed right now? They want to show their support for MAGA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when they see all those numbers and all the shit that's been going on, you know, they'd just rather just do it on social media or other platforms and shit.
Or are they tired of the shit that Trump is doing already?
I think the problem is that he's costing them money. He's costing them probably jobs and work that they, you know, maybe they couldn't afford to fucking go.
And you know what? A lot of them were like pro, like, you know, military and stuff like that. And he fucked up all the vets and stuff, you know, the veterans.
Yeah, fucked them over.
And that was a huge, they will advocate so much, like all these MAGA about like, I'm a patriotic and this and that and everything. I'm a veteran. I didn't fight for that. And then what did Trump do? He, you know, backstabbed them.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. All the people that they dismissed, the Doge cuts, were they all Democrats or was it just everyone that got cut?
It's everyone, man.
Everyone.
You know what I mean? Because if it was just Democrats, it would make sense. But if he's cutting people that supported him, that voted for him.
Mm-hmm. No, he did.
No, he did.
There were reports of people that voted for him. They got fired and they were having second thoughts, obviously.
So they must be pissed, too. I mean, and their families must be pissed and their friends and... Come on, like you, when you start affecting the household, that's when you start turning on whoever you voted for.
And you know what? And I think a lot of MAGA, you know, supporters and stuff, you know, I do believe they really love the country and stuff. And they're clearly seeing that Trump is not helping the country. But all like how he's fucking up the economy, how he's doing all these crazy tariffs. Yeah. And even though they're trying to ride with him because they have no other choice, they, back in their head, you know, I do think that they think like, yeah, he's kind of fucking up already.
I think most Republicans or MAGA supporters, like Shomar said, they do love the country, and they're not the racist type. You know, they're not those bigots. There's a small percentage that are those are the racists, the bigots, the fucking Aryan Nation, the Proud Boys, you know, all those motherfuckers. So I think, you know, I think you're right. I think that's how they're feeling. They're like, you know what, this motherfucker's. It hasn't even been a year. Mm-hmm. It's barely been 6 months.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Oh, my God. I'm fucking tired already.
Man, I can't walk that much.
Dude, I know.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's only been 6 fucking months.
This last week.
We're in the middle of fucking June.
This last week felt like a month, bro.
Hell fuck. Yeah.
I was fucking exhausted, man. Shit. I can't protest every day no more, man. I'm not a young buck. I mean, I'm only 45, but goddamn, I'm fucking tired. Shit. See, you're still 36.
Yeah, my feet still hurt. Fuck. I don't know, man.
See that? I think that Bartlett is right. I think that's what's more infuriating, that he did all this fuck up just in 6 months. And people are like, fuck, now, you know, we still have more, you know, like two and a half more years and shit. It's crazy.
And on top of that, you have fucking war in fucking Russia with Ukraine.
Yep.
War with the Israelis, with Iran. Mm-hmm. Fucking China is trying to annex Taiwan or some shit. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of other shit going on, dude.
And not only that, all the places where USA pulled all the help and everything like that, China's like supplying them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're like, oh, yeah, don't worry about the U.S. We even give you a better deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and people are like, fuck, we fought so much. We, you know, years to take to make these deals. Mm-hmm. And this stupid ass just took them off. And then China just said, oh, here you go.
Here you go.
USAID, that was its whole goal, to help people so they won't get help from other countries like China. Mm-hmm. And he just ruined that in 5 minutes.
Yep.
6 months.
Okay. No, he ruined that shit quick as fuck.
Before the fucking ink dried.
Yeah. It's a mess, bro.
I don't know.
But you know what? That's why we need to enjoy yourself and get, you know, because I think there's so much evil outside already.
Fuck yeah.
And we just got to hold on to, like, the good times and, you know, just, you know.
I think you guys all should get Mexican citizenship. And I think we should all move to Mexico if things go bad here.
But I think you're thinking, like a Mexican. Like all the Mexicans and stuff. Because I've been like, you know, we all hang around like Mexicans and stuff. That they're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're all talking about like, you know, moving to Mexico. It's gonna get crowded over there too, man.
They're like, let's make Mexico better again.
Can I show you guys something?
He's gonna show us his Mexican citizenship.
Actually, no, I put it away. It's in my safe already.
Hey, is it shaped like a cactus?
It's not.
Like an Aztec.
It's not, but I got my Mexican citizenship.
All right.
On June 4th.
Good job.
And I got my passport last week.
Nice.
And I'm ready to go to Mexico just in case shit falls apart here.
All right. Make sure you buy a property next to a beach and we'll be there.
Yes. So
vacation.
Buy a boat and we're there.
I will, man. I will. And I'm actually retiring in 4 years.
Very nice.
So
nice.
Now, today, right now, uh-huh. I have to announce my retirement from Astafellas.
All right.
Nah.
4 years, buddy.
No, you can still do remote.
You can do it today.
So I don't have to edit this show?
Edit this one. Hey, man, you want to meet? I can't be a U.S. citizen. I'm not Mexican.
It doesn't matter. You can be a Mexican citizen.
How?
All I have to do is sponsor you.
No way.
Oh, yes.
I don't have to sponsor you. I don't have to sleep with you, all right?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't work that way.
But, I mean, it can make the transition faster.
It could make it faster.
I know a guy that knows a guy. Watch next show. Guess what, guys?
I'm a Mexican citizen.
That's so fast.
All it is Jericho just edited his citizenship certificate.
Oh, yeah.
And he just put your name and shit.
Yeah, he just made a copy of it.
Yeah. He still left his last name right there.
I go there. They're like, oh, you're not in the system. But let me have it. Okay, you're good. You're in the system now. Like, that was it? That's it? Why are you questioning? Oh, I'm not at all.
No, it's easy, though. Uh-huh. All you have to do is show that you have money in the bank.
Uh-huh.
You have to show that you have some form of income.
Mm-hmm.
And when you move into Mexico, you won't leech off the government. That's it.
Wait, they give assistance to people?
Yeah. Well, they do give assistance to people,
really?
But they want to make sure that you don't leech off the government.
Because the government needs more money, right?
Well, I mean, it's not like Mexico's destitute, man. Like, the United States has the same rules.
No, of course. Mexico's fucking rich. They are rich.
Yeah. So, no. In the United States, if you want to become a U.S. resident.
Oh, you need $5 million, right?
that's the gold card.
That's the
Trump gold card.
That's the front of the line card.
But,
no, you're. It's the same thing. You're supposed to be sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to have money in the bank. You're not supposed to, like, be someone that's just here to work and be poor.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that you don't leech off the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're going to be a contribution.
Yeah, and to it's the country. Same thing in Mexico. They don't want you to just show up and do nothing.
Oh, that's cool then. Yeah. I'll take all my old clothes, my old shoes. Be like, you know, give here, to the country.
I'm giving to the people.
I bring you clothes. I bring you Gap. what is it? Juicy.
You know, in El Salvador, become a citizen. You just got to be able to make pupusas. If you make a fucking bomb ass pupusa, like a revuelta or a queso con lo roco, you're in.
Who's the judge?
Huh?
The border guy.
The border guy.
And he's gonna be swirling the pupusa around his mouth, and you're gonna be in anticipation.
Uh huh. They're like, "Eso cipote sabe."
Pásale.
Pa dentro, my friend.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
But my plan is to become a Salvadoran citizen too.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't you a citizen now? Or did you give it up?
Not officially. I guess I have to have my ID and shit.
Oh, okay. But you never gave it up. You're still.
How do you get your citizenship?
How do I give something up without knowing?
Because when you became a citizen,
yeah, uh-huh. you what did you
renunciaste?
Yeah, renunciaste.
So I don't know what it's
you renounced.
You renounced. Mm. Well, I'm not saying that that's what happened, but that's what used to happen.
Oh, okay.
Like if you became a citizen after a certain age, let's say a few years ago, like maybe in the 90s, mm-hmm. you gave up your Mexican citizenship.
Yeah, I think my parents did that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have a dual citizenship,
right? But my parents, they became citizens within the last 5 to 7 years, mm-hmm. and I think you didn't give up your Mexican citizen at that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I don't think I gave it up. I just think I need to go and get my ID, get my passport. Maybe not the passport, but at least get an ID so I can have a number.
Is there a Cipote embassy around here?
Yeah.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. Follow the smell of the pupusas.
Is it Champas number 2?
If you get to Mexican tamales, you went too far.
Okay. Man, there's like one on every corner.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Champas number 5.
Okay, number 5. That's your embassy. All right, well, there's one down the street, bro. You should be fine.
I'm going to go. And then, you know, then once I do that, you know, get some property over there and you guys ever want to visit El Salvador, let's go, bro.
We have a friend, bro.
Let's go.
His parents sold everything here. Move to El Salvador.
Oh, yeah?
And live on the beach.
Who? The fuck?
Our friend. You know him, too.
I know the guy.
I don't want to say his name right now.
Okay. Well, let us tell us.
But, yeah. Parents, older, uh-huh. said, fuck this shit. Sold everything. Let's go.
Nice.
And they took off. And they've been there for at least a year and a half.
Shit. They're fucking rich right there.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Man, they're living it. They have the pupusa lady there in their house 24/7. And they're like, once in a while, you get a pan con pavo, too.
This is Frankie Chinook from the No Father, No Problem podcast.
And you're listening to Ask the Fellas,
where everybody could be a fella, even Chinook.
What the fuck?
Hey, fellas, I got a really quick one.
Quick what?
A little quickie. Everybody loves quickies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just realized that Gen Z doesn't know how to open an old Coke bottle. Did you guys know that?
An old Coke bottle?
Yeah. Like, even like a beer. Like this.
Oh, okay. Bottle cap.
Open it like what? Like
anything with a bottle cap. Uh-huh. Yeah. They don't know how to open it. You give it to them,
mm-hmm.
and they'll just look at you like you're crazy. Like
they look at their phone. They'll look at YouTube. Try to open it.
They probably will. But remember, these kids drink White Claws. They don't drink real beer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's wrong with these kids drinking White Claws and Trulies?
Barlow's. Barlow's of Gen Z.
There's some other things that they just can't figure out.
Wait, so they don't know how to open it with a bottle opener or what the fuck?
They've never seen that in their life.
Shut the fuck up.
They're just, I don't know, man.
These kids, they must not have Latino families because Latino families are always fucking drinking.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Shit, I know my daughter's seen me open a fucking bottle before.
Yeah, but some of these kids are helpless, bro.
Damn.
They just don't know, right?
Pobrecitos.
You probably hand them a bottle opener and they won't even know how to open it. You know, it's just
crazy.
I just can't explain it because I'm not a millennial or a Gen Zer, bro. Yeah. Millennials will probably know how to open up.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But here are other things that they just can't figure out.
Okay.
If you write in cursive.
Yeah.
They won't know how to read it.
My daughter doesn't know how to fucking read it.
Oh, my God.
She, like, the other day I wrote something to her. I was like, she's like,
Daddy, did you have a stroke?
Dad, I don't know how to read in cursive. Like, what do you mean how to read in cursive? Yeah, they didn't teach us that. What the fuck?
Fuck.
I need to teach you then.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. That means they can't read the fucking Constitution.
Oh.
Or the Declaration of Independence.
That's right.
Because that shit was written in cursive.
All of it.
Wow.
Wow, that's sad, man.
When was the last time you wrote cursive?
Like the other day when I signed my name on the on my birth certificate.
I write cursive. Oh, but that's a signature.
Yeah, it's still cursive.
Still cursive, motherfucker.
I always write in cursive, by the way.
Yeah?
Like whenever I take notes, like if on my iPad or something.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Yeah, I always write in cursive.
You're fucking weird.
It's quicker.
You know, I believe it because I always write in Old English.
I always write in Japanese.
Okay.
Japanese characters. Okay. Like stroke, stroke here, stroke, stroke there. House.
Makes sense. Wrote a whole paragraph.
Makes sense. All right, but they also can't read a paper map. Like if you hand them a map, like a what do you call the old ones? What do you call it? Thomas Guide?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't read that shit, bro.
What do you mean?
Shut up.
Come on.
You never use a Thomas Guide?
No, I never use a Thomas Guide.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm serious.
I'm pretty sure you could figure it out. Though,
remember,
right?
I am 35.
Yeah, but you're not a Gen Zer.
I mean,
man, you can be helped though.
I never read a Thomas Guide. I've seen one, but I've never fucking had
you
to.
You never
use
used it.
I had never had to use it.
How about MapQuest?
So, I've used MapQuest.
So all right, so close enough.
So yeah. We used to drive back in the days. How did you get around?
Bitch, I was not old enough to drive back in the day.
Bitch, okay.
This motherfucker.
36, huh?
You use a Thomas Guide?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Wow. Yeah, you used one, right?
Yes, I've used
one.
Yeah,
we used to use it. Yeah. They used to give you the address, and then you used to kind of sit in the back, the zip code and everything like that, the address, and then you just go to the page, and then you
what if you made the wrong turn, and then it's like, it's not going to reroute you.
See, this is... reroute you?
He's flipping the page, like rerouting.
Why isn't it rerouting me?
The way that it worked is you knew what streets were in that area. And you knew what was ahead, what was behind, what was next to it. You knew the corners.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is that you would see it before you leave, bitch.
Yeah.
You're not driving and trying to, like, figure it out then. It's like you look at it and you're like, oh, okay, I can take the 710 to the 605, get off on the street. Okay, yeah, so at least you have an idea.
As soon as I leave my house, I'm already forgetting what the fuck I read.
Bitch, you carry the book with you.
And you won't, by the way.
What if the book flies out of my window?
See,
then what?
You know what? He is a Gen Z.
Yeah, he is a Gen Z. But see, the way that it worked back then is like your mind was able to capture it and you were able to see it. So you made the plan. Mm-hmm. And when you were on your way, maybe you need a refresher once in a while, but you would be able to get there just by that initial plan.
Oh, okay.
Because most of the streets were already in your head.
So is that like another part of the brain that we don't use anymore? Like the part of my brain that used to save people's numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, phone numbers were
like where is that? What's in there now?
I mean, back then you used to memorize all this shit in school and stuff. Now you don't really memorize shit because you have it all in your iPad phone. Or whatever.
I think the thing that's in your mind now is probably like STP lyrics or something like that. That's what probably took the place. Well,
probably because you know what? I'm paying attention more to lyrics now, and I'm like, oh, that's what this song's saying.
You know what? That's true. Because when I'm hearing the radio, you know, I put the lyrics and I'm like, oh shit, I've been singing it wrong this whole time.
Well, they also don't know how to change a light bulb, which sounds silly, but they don't know what to do with the light bulb.
I mean,
isn't that sad?
Really?
Damn. I can do that.
I mean, yeah,
I do handy shit around my place.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I can do that.
But Gen Zers, they just either can't or won't. I don't know which one it is.
Hmm.
A rotary phone. If you hand them a rotary phone, that they need to, but
yeah, that makes sense.
If you hand them a rotary phone, they won't know how to dial.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could see that because they don't use it. No, we don't use it anymore.
How about a door that has a handle and has that button at the top
to press it?
To press it down
to open it?
Yeah, like the ones at the schools or those fancy doors.
I see.
You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen that in a long time, though.
Right. So these kids won't know how to open that door. They'll just try to keep pulling it without pushing that button. You laugh, so but they're it's stupid. True.
Where they're like, "There's a button there, but I don't know what it's gonna do. Huh? I'm just gonna blow up the door, but I'm not gonna press it." Stupid kids.
Yeah, they can't figure out how to format or address an envelope, the to and from, and where the stamp goes. They just don't know. They don't know how to.
Yeah, I don't think they're taught that anymore.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
And well, they don't need it now.
What I mean, sometimes
yes, you do.
Yeah. Usually, when you mail things back, usually they already have it like those pre, and maybe that's the reason, because not that many people know how to do that shit, because they already come out a pre-mail envelope and stuff.
Yeah,
they go to the mail to the post office. They're like, "I need to send this.
Show me.
Here's the address. How do I get it to go?
How do I get it to Santa?
To go." To go. They don't know how to tell time. Like, if you give them like one of these watches,
the
analog watches, they don't know how to tell you what time it is.
That's true.
They can't count coins for change.
My daughter has trouble with that, even though she was taught that shit.
Right.
Wow.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I don't know if you guys remember this,
and they don't know how to. So the other day, you know, my daughter was buying something. It was like 10.60, whatever. And then she's like, "Oh, I don't have 60 cents. I have this, I have that." And I'm like, "Babe, just give her $11 and she's going to give you back this change. Or just give her 10 plus 3/4, 75, and she's going to give you some change." I'm like, "Oh, okay. I can do that?" Like, what the fuck? What the fuck you mean you can do that?
Yeah, you think about it. Everything is either digital, or if they go to an arcade, it's all credits.
Yeah,
yeah.
There are no quarters anymore.
No.
If they go to if they pay their friends, it's all Venmo.
Yeah.
If they pay the taxi, it's all fucking.
Yeah, it's all digital.
And they don't carry cash either.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't carry cash.
Oh, my daughter does actually.
She does. Oh,
she does carry.
How much cash does she carry around?
I ain't gonna say it.
Just say it. Just, I mean,
she probably have like 80. Over $100.
That's impressive. Wait, what did you say?
400?
100, over 100.
Oh, 100, over 100. I was like,
about 100? You know,
that's still impressive for a kid.
Yeah.
For a kid, that's
impressive. She'll have the cash. She has her debit card too, but
yeah,
she'll have cash.
All right.
Yeah.
And then lastly, these kids won't be able to tell you what a check is. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
Chase had a little issue with like a bug in their system.
Mm-hmm.
The ATMs, if you put in a check, you can get the money out right away. So if you had an account, right?
Yeah.
And you put in a check, like say for $1,000,
you
can withdraw $1,000 even if you didn't have $1,000.
Hmm.
And they were doing that saying like, "Hey, look, you can get free money."
Write yourself a check for $10,000.
And they did.
Wow.
And they would get $10,000 back and they would think that was free money, that was the glitch.
I mean, the glitch is you getting the money, but the fucked up part is You're so fucked.
Yeah.
It's kind of like our generation. Remember, they were like, "They're giving away free money," and it was credit cards.
Yeah.
Because you didn't think you had to pay it back and shit.
But these kids were saying, like, all you do is you put in this little piece of paper and you get free money. I'm like, it's not a piece of paper, it's a check, man. What the fuck?
And that's fraud.
So, yeah, these kids, man, I don't think they can be helped anymore.
I don't know, bro. What's going to happen when the internet goes out?
They're going to starve.
Seriously.
Because they're not going to be able to order
Uber Eats.
Can't
fucking DoorDash, fucking Uber Eats.
You know what? That's the way to cripple a country. Just, you know, fuck up the electricity and stuff. And, you know,
imagine.
They're fucked.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Africa's back on top.
Girl, bitch.
This is Jules.
And Pierre.
From the What Can Go Wrong podcast. You are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right.
He said stocks swung. Skyrocket up.
We're number one again. We're number
one. Let's get out of here, man. This podcast is too damn hatred, man.
I know, dude. God damn, man.
What the fuck, man?
See, Mick, this is what happens, man.
I know, Mictorious.
We need you to calm us down.
Shit. Oh, man. All right, fellas. We need to go.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
No, it's early, bro.
I'm tired, bro.
You know what? I think we do need to go because We already had a lot of people probably on the hit list.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need to be adding more, no more people.
Why are we on a hit list?
Because we gave out the secret about the fucking gold pot at the end of the rainbow, man.
That's Lucky Charms, man.
Lucky
no,
you.
He's like a little man with like long sideburns
and a green suit.
It's a black suit.
Oh,
he has a chamaka on.
A chamaka.
Okay. Hamaka, bitch.
Chamaka.
Chamaka? Is it chamaka?
No, bitch. It's a yarmulke.
It's a yarmulke. Yarmulke.
That's a Hanukkah. Yeah.
He looks like a leprechaun, but, you know, he's a white little man.
That's true. Okay. Well, let's get out of here then.
All right, man.
Let's go, man. Zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers. Good time, by the way. Shomar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll see you next time, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. You know. Yeah, it was nice being here. Mick, you know, I'm sorry, you know, you're not here.
Sorry,
stuff
you got AIDS.
Whatever.
Man. He didn't get AIDS, man.
No.
You're a bitch.
He didn't get AIDS.
Oh, fuck.
Anyways, hopefully you're here next time I come and stuff. So, you know, with that, you know, still fuck the kicker. Let's go Dodgers. Although, you know, Dodgers are kind of, you know, fucking up a little bit, but.
Hey, man, it's
the
pitcher.
The whole controversial shit, but whatever. Anyways, let's go Dodgers, and yeah, next time.
I hear there is a new show that is based on Chespirito.
Yeah, on fucking Max. I haven't seen it yet.
I still haven't watched it, but you know what?
Spanish or English?
I don't know.
It's in Spanish.
It's in Spanish. Okay. Yeah. I want to just endorse it for now, but I haven't watched it. Not even 10 minutes. Yeah. That's kind of sad. I've been protesting this whole time.
Is it out already?
Yeah, it's already out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's been out like 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, so since all the protests have been going on, I've been dedicating a lot of time to that, and I'm a little tired. And I just want to take a nap.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll probably watch tonight, maybe the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes, and then I'll let you guys know next week how that, you know, that first episode goes.
So all right.
Hopefully everybody enjoys it, because Chespirito was a big part of our lives. Even though it only ran for a few years, it felt like it was like a big, big, like, series, like, 14, 15 years.
I heard they had like a lot of controversial between them. Like,
really?
Like they were like marrying each other. Like Chespirito stole Kiko's wife.
Whoa.
And then like all this stuff.
Well,
all these
hopefully we find that out when we watch the documentary.
So right. What is Chespirito? So is it actual life? Like,
I really
don't know. It's a docudrama. So it's kind of like.
Based on his like true story, right?
Yeah.
Like,
based on
okay.
His, yeah, all right.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, you guys check that out, man. And I guess with that, you guys, what do I say?
5 stars.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Protect my behymen?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
5 stars where it didn't happen. Protect your behymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática, los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomar y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast, hasta feliz.
pidan perdón, ni tampoco disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua. Y en un lugar secreto unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche parque que está chingón. A un pinche parque.